The miners began blocking the railroad Monday afternoon to express frustration with their employer, Quest Energy. A miner who asked not to be identified for fear of retaliation said he hasn't been paid since December 27th.
And there's men getting their power bills cut off. There's men's children starving.
Quest miner Dalton Russell said he stopped going to work because he didn't have enough money for gas and then got fired for not showing up to work. So he and some workmates decided to do what other miners did over the summer when miners from the bankrupt coal company Black Jewel staged a protest.
You gotta stand up for yourself and for the rest of the guys. We gotta get our money somehow, you know. And it worked for them, so why not give it a shot and see if we can't get our money somehow?
The Black Jewel protest ended after the Federal Department of Labor intervened and miners received back pay after months of delay. The Quest blockade began with two miners and their partners, but a car full of reinforcements soon arrived. Miners spent a cold and rainy Monday night beside the railroad tracks as supportive neighbors dropped by with warm blankets, firewood, and cases of bottled water. The miners say they won't leave the railroad until they're paid. Coal-dependent communities continue to suffer as coal demand drops and electric utilities switch to other fuels, such as natural gas. In a statement, Quest Energy's parent company, American Resources Corporation, said it planned to pay the men by Wednesday of this week and blamed the delay on, quote, a blip in the coal market. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pike County, Kentucky.